Welcome to the Tuesday, March 20th, 2012 edition of the Sands and its Storm Centers Stormcast. My name is Johannes Ulrich, and I am today recording from Jacksonville, Florida. A couple days ago, I reported about a Trojan that was signed using a valid certificate from a Swiss corporation. Now, turned out that this certificate was stolen as expected, but we got today a couple of emails regarding that, and some of the news reports made it sound like a Symantec certificate was stolen here. That's not the case. Symantec just happened to be the certificate authority that signed the original certificate, and of course, there's nothing really Symantec can do or whoever signs the certificate to protect the secret key that goes with it. So I published a quick diary with some of the best practices and basic principles about how to go about securing your private keys. This is most commonly a problem with SSL keys, but SSH keys, PGP keys, all of that still, of course, has to be protected. And the same principles apply. I think probably the number one thing to consider is really limit the exposure of the private key. Don't litter it around the system. Not sure how many private keys I found with Google searches or left in /temp or other publicly readable directories. Sometimes even the file permissions weren't set correctly. But let's see what we have in other news. Well, Dan Kaminsky scanned a large number of systems. He's claiming 300 million IP addresses for evidence that they're speaking some form of RDP. Well, out of those 300 million, 415,000 IP addresses responded on port 3389. That suggests that the total number is somewhere in the range of 5 million hosts, and of course makes this, as expected, a rather nice and interesting attack vector, similar to services like DNS or SMTP. That really shouldn't be a big surprise, because RDP is the default way how most people remotely administer their Windows servers. So its exposure being sort of on the same level as SSH and other remote admin protocols just makes sense. And Kaspersky has an update for us on an older story. If you remember the DookuWorm, which was sometimes seen as a successor of Stuxnet, it apparently was coded in a language that wasn't apparent at first. Now, as it turns out, it was actually coded in C, at least that's the most likely explanation at this point. However, C with a specific object-oriented framework sort of on top of it, a little bit old-fashioned. Now, you may say, why didn't it just use C++, which is sort of the object-oriented version of C, if you want to call it this way. Turns out that a lot of sort of old-style C programmers don't really like C++, because it doesn't really give them the control they're used to in C, and also C++ compilers sometimes don't act as expected when it comes to how the machine code actually functions. Now, if you consider that with a background of trying to profile whoever wrote it, it certainly makes it plausible that whoever wrote Dooku is familiar with control systems and such, because C is the language to code them in, and C++ is sometimes avoided just because it doesn't give the flexibility and the direct access that C provides. Well, and this is it for today, so thanks again for listening, and talk to you again tomorrow. Bye.